And joining me in the care of Yes Studios this afternoon is Scott Schilling here with TRAIL, Transportation Recreation Alternatives in Louisiana. I'm glad y'all supplied me with that. I always have to ask you to give what that acronym is. You're here to talk about a number of things, including your Cajun Country half marathon and 10K and 5K runs, which are taking place this Saturday.
Yes, this Saturday.
Okay. And then also a number of other projects that TRAIL is involved with. But I will ask you to tell us again, remind us of the mission of TRAIL and why it is you're involved in all of these various projects. What is the mission of that group? Right.
Well, the mission of TRAIL is to build and maintain parks and recreational facilities. So, and the Acadiana Park and this run, the Cajun Country, tie it all together quite well. So, for instance, this weekend we have the Cajun Country Half Marathon, which is a on the road, and then the 10K is a pure trail run, and the 5K is a pure trail run, and it takes place out at Acadiana Park, where we have a project that we're super proud of. We worked alongside of the Acadiana Nature Station (LCG), and we bought some property to add to the property that the Lafayette Consolidated Government had purchased back in 2005. And on that property, there's a beautiful trail along that goes along the Vermilion River, has some beautiful territory that it covers, and it's for walking, birding, running, for all type of pedestrian traffic. And so here's a project where we got involved, we raised money, bought some property, added it to the park that was currently existing, and it helps facilitate getting people outside, enjoying their environment, exercising, and learning about their environment, getting an education. So here's a project that brings everything together. And to help finance this, we continue to put on the Cajun Country Half Marathon, the 10K and 5K trail run, and get people out there to experience the trail, and then also to raise funds to continue the development that has to happen at Acadiana Park and Nature Station.
Well, give us a sense of the property that you're talking about. Acadiana Park Nature Station has been there for quite a while. And you mentioned that the city added some property in 2005. So how long had the Nature Station been there before that property was added?
Wow. Well, I don't know how long the Nature Station has been there, but yeah, it was something that when I was a child, and almost everybody, every kid who's been in fourth, fifth, sixth grade in the Lafayette Parish school system has gone to the Acadiana mm-hmm. Nature Station. And I remember it vividly when I was a kid. I didn't see it again until about 2004 or 5 when we built an office out on that side of town in Upper Lafayette. And then I started running back there. And I tell you what, it's amazing. It's a great property. It's a shame that it gets forgotten so long, you know, so easily after you leave school.
Mm-hmm. That unfortunately, it was something, as you said, elementary school kids participated in, and sometimes they went on a night hike periodically. But you're right, the greater public didn't really do much out there. So the city added some property. Was it adjacent to the Nature Station?
It's adjacent to the Nature Station, but across to Cooley, and which is one of the one of the things that we need to address is about mm-hmm. building a bridge. Mm-hmm. We're currently in the process of trying to get costs together and also raising the funds to construct a bridge that will connect the Nature Station to this new portion of property, which is about 125 acres.
So combined what the city purchased in 2005 and then what TRAIL has added, 120. Wow, that's a lot.
And just so we're clear, the city purchased this property when they were extending Louisiana Avenue. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I believe it was to help with the offset wetland mitigation issues. Mm-hmm. And it's some beautiful terrain back there. I mean, they have palmettos that span more than 6 feet. They got vines that are as big as an arm. And then the terrain has got some good up and downs. The trail we have that we'll be running on is very technical, especially for this area. But it uses dredgings from the Vermilion River, and it has some 20-foot drops.
Well, okay, let's talk about those trails, 125 acres approximately that you have there. How did you go about choosing how to create these trails?
Well, this is pretty neat because there's the method that we used to develop the trails was we specifically put it on – use it to eradicate or to eliminate as many Chinese privets as we could. So the Chinese privet's an invasive species, and the trail passes along top. So the more people use it, then they'll help keep those Chinese privets from going
There's
back.
A method in your trail making.
But I mean, Stacy Scaris led us in the direction of building these trails. So we've had a lot of support and direction and continue to have support from the Acadiana Nature Station staff.
Mm-hmm. So when you say build the trails, these are not asphalted trails. These are dirt trails, right?
Yeah, this is primitive dirt trails. Okay. We cleared them with machetes and weed eaters.
Mm-hmm. About how wide is the trail?
It's about enough space for one person to walk down. So it's not it was built not to be invasive into mm-hmm. the environment itself.
Okay. And when you say technical trails, I think that must mean something to people who are used to running on trails like you're describing.
Yeah, technical in the sense that you got to work to keep your balance.
Okay. Well, I guess if you're walking along just wanting to see birds, you're not going to, like, fall over anything, will you?
Right. No. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of log crossings, but everything, you know, is very accessible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the runs that are going to take place this coming Saturday, you mentioned that the 10K and 5K are trail runs. So those will be taking place on this property that you're describing.
Right. We'll start mm-hmm. at the soccer fields at Acadiana Park. We'll cross over. In fact, we will have a bridge for this event. Bayou Vermilion District is going to install a temporary bridge with some barges, so we'll be able to easily cross over the back, and then hopefully one day we'll be able to construct hopefully soon be able to construct a permanent bridge. Mm-hmm. But and the half marathon is a mainly roads. There's 2 miles that take in a cross-country section that goes through the Acadiana Park around the soccer fields. Okay. And that event's been going on for 13 years now.
And those runs have helped to finance the purchase of this acreage that has created the trails.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of neat how Trail developed. I mean, when we formed Trail back in 2005, its mission was to go build and maintain parks and recreational facilities, whether they were bike lanes along roads, signage, or doing acquisitions of property like mm-hmm. we're doing at this point in time. But it was – over time, we started putting on events, and it really blossomed with the Alzheimer's Association. We would partner up to put on bike rides and realized at that point in time it was an interesting and great business model for a nonprofit organization. We could get there and get people involved in utilizing facilities that we're interested in building and maintaining, use that to raise money to take care of the overhead. And then when we went out to go raise money specifically for the projects, if we got a grant to buy property or to add amenities to a park, that every dollar that we got in that grant could go directly into the project because it wasn't going to be lost in any overhead. Because if we were covering all of our overhead utilizing the events that we're putting on. So it's a neat little business model. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. also it allows us to be independent to where, you know, the administrative overhead that Trail would have would never be subject to grants or anything else that, you know, we could live off of.
You're in
events.
Control of those monies. But you're also forging wonderful collaborations with other organizations in the town.
Oh, absolutely.
And bringing them along to see the value of what you all were doing.
Yeah, and I think it's a everything that we're interested in, there's interest from a lot of different organizations. So whether it's the Horse Farm, Lafayette Central Park, whether it's Bike Lafayette, you know, if it's Lafayette Paddle Club, all these organizations have some interest that overlaps with what we do. And mm-hmm. so we can work together, you know, to make this community. It's a beautiful community with a lot of environmental resources that are lovely to see. And if we can make this a more recreation, then we'll attract more people here for tourism. We'll attract more businesses here because we'll have a better quality of life and more outdoor activities and make the economy better overall.
Definitely. I want to tell people who are just tuning in, my guest is Scott Schilling with the organization Trail, here talking about their annual Cajun Country Half Marathon and now 10K, 5K runs. Trail is very excited because you just had the ribbon cutting for these new trails.
Yeah, last mm-hmm. week was the official opening of the trails, and the Acadiana Nature Station staff had a ribbon cutting, and so it's open to the public. But we do have a lot more work to do out there. And, just simple amenities such as benches, trail signs and markers. And the big one is the bridge from the nature right. station across the large coulee.
Right. Yeah, it's very nice of Vermilionville to help you out with that. But you can't keep calling them to move their barges every time you need to get somebody across. So what has been the response since the ribbon cutting? Have many people taken advantage of the trails? Have they been able to walk? I know it's been very cold, but...
Well, I would gauge a response based off of the feedback we're getting before the ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. You know, when we used this trail last year, and we cut it right before the the event last year so we could run the 10K. And the feedback from all the runners was tremendous. And then probably on a weekly or every other week basis, I would get a call from somebody looking at trying to get out there to go and experience the trail. And so just the feedback that we got from the people that were using it when it wasn't even, you know, officially open and still not well known was pretty impressive. And I think that's, you know, what, you know, it's going to have a great draw. It would be the largest nature trail south of Chico. Boy Scouts will be able to go get their long-distance merit badges without having to go to Chico. They can do it right here in Lafayette.
I'm sure there are a lot of parents and scout leaders very excited about that. Well, so how many miles of trails do you have on that acreage?
Right now, we're almost at 6 miles.
Okay.
And with the 10K, we'll be crossing over from Acadiana Park, so we'll make the
6.1. Okay. Yeah. So are you? How many more miles do you hope to add in the next year or so? Maybe describe how these trails are going to work.
Well, so when we look at Acadiana Park, mm-hmm. and I think let's look at all of Acadiana. And one of our other projects that we're really trying to push to get constructed is a Tacopah Eshak Trail.
Right.
And I guess one thing that's really important to consider when you're looking at these projects and these trails and these systems is the connectivity. And so when the Lafayette Bikeway map was built, which is what created trail or spawned trail, the overall riding theme of the method of construction was to connect all the points of interest, all the parks, all the schools. And so when we look at what's the next phase for the Acadiana Park, outside of just putting in amenities, is making sure that we can connect them to other parks, such as Brown Park. You know, there's also some opportunities to connect Acadiana Park to Brobridge and then bringing that into the Tacopah Eshak Trail and hopefully eventually back into the Lafayette Airport and then back to Lafayette downtown.
So, is there a place where people can see that map? Do you have it on your website or Facebook? I'm sure that's hard for some people to wrap their minds around.
Yeah, there is a map. I think we do have one kind of buried in our website somewhere mm-hmm. at latrail.org. But the map can be challenging visually.
I guess the thing to remember is that there is a larger system and that you all are thinking of these various trails and parks as something that are interconnected and that people can, you don't just think of it as the 6 miles at Acadiana Nature Trails. You think of it as a much larger span of trails.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, eventually, if you take the Tacopah Eshak Trail, you'd be able to leave from Lafayette to Brobridge, St. Martinville, Opelousas, Krotz Springs, Henderson, and have all this connected by a path that's for biking, that's for running, that's for walking, that connects all these communities and all the points of interest there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Acadiana Nature Trails, those trails are not for bikes, though. Those are just pedestrian trails.
Yeah, no, the nature trails are just for mm-hmm. foot traffic.
Okay.
So, but, you know, there's a lot of interest in mountain biking. You know, I like being outside, whether it's on a mountain bike or foot or whatever. But we have, there's a lot of opportunities for us to create some mountain bike paths out there. In fact, on the south side of Acadiana Park, Lafayette Mountain Bike Club just finished constructing their mountain bike trails back there. So there is a segment of mountain bike trails that's near the soccer fields, but the section that we're talking about right now, the new addition, is north of the Coulee, and that's just for foot traffic.
I feel like when you go around Lafayette, you see a different world than I do. you're aware of all of these various trails and paths and means for getting around on foot or getting around on bicycle, that you have a much richer sense of transportation than I do when I go around Lafayette.
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. Maybe so. I mean, we have the Vermilion River, which is right. a great place to go paddle. I think a lot of people pass over that without giving it a thought. There's a lot of times when you drive by a coulee and say, man, I could ride my bike alongside that coulee to get from here to there.
Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. In many ways, you're probably thinking more like our ancestors did a couple hundred years ago. You know, I do think about that when I go over coulees or rivers, that for them, that was the pathway. That was how you got places. And they saw it differently than we do.
Yeah, and probably only take a little bit of work to make that still the more convenient way to travel.
Uh-huh. Well, I can see you're working on that already. It's a little gleam in your eye. So the Attakapa Ishak Trail, that's something people hear a lot. You all talk about it. Other groups we've had come in talk about it. I know the UL design people have been involved in certain portions of that as well. But again, for those people who haven't, maybe just describe the full length of that. And
Well, when we look at the full length, when we talk about connecting it all the way up to Opelousas, utilizing Krotz Springs, utilizing a lot of the existing waterways on the west of Chaffalai Basin, coming back to Henderson, to Brobridge, to St. Martinville. There's a couple of things that are really great about the trail that we have laid out in the plans. One, it crosses over very few properties that have private landowners, so there's a lot of opportunities to go through some large swaths of lands and get a trail built. A lot of this property was just 7 minutes from downtown Lafayette. Is so undeveloped and so beautiful. Some nice bottomland hardwood forests that haven't been touched. That you can get on your bike and in 7 minutes just be lost in in nature and just beautiful scenery too. So that's the big scope of the Attakapa Ishak Trail. Right now, though, some of the things that are most immediate, which are usable, we have the section from downtown Lafayette Park, Sansouci Sea, that connects all the way to Beaver Park. And if you're driving on Highway 90, crossing over the Vermilion River as you're either approaching or leaving from the airport, you'll see that the Louisiana DOTD had just constructed the section underneath Highway 90 that connects it to Vermilionville and Beaver Park. So those first three sections have been funded largely in part because of grants that Jennifer Severson with Lafayette Consolidated Government has written. Mm-hmm. And now we're working on the next major phase, which I think is absolutely exceptional in and of itself right now. So even if everything came to a stop, if we get this next section, which is a loop around the airport completed, we'll have a 5.5-mile loop around the airport, which will provide some beautiful scenery on the backside of the airport where the Vermilion River and the Bayou Tortue come together. There's some beautiful, scenery back there. It's quiet. The airport is a great place to go run around. And, we can get this done pretty soon. I think we'll have something to be very proud of.
I mean, just that description right there, so many of us have no comprehension of that world, because if we drive on the thruway, we drive to the airport, all we're aware of is the traffic and the concrete and the all the ways that we've imposed upon the landscape. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about something just almost a stone's throw from there that's very different and still preserves the land as it used to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mm-hmm. You could jump in on a boat, a canoe, kayak at the landing at university. Pass underneath two bridges. As soon as you get past by the airport, it becomes super quiet and you just get lost. And it's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just the practical means of getting from one place to another, but you're really talking about appreciating and enjoying the landscape of South Louisiana. Yeah.
And getting some exercise.
And getting exercise as well. Yeah. I know people listening to this will want more information about what you all are doing. And you did mention a website. Can they go there? Is that the best place to find out about your projects and goals?
Yeah. Our website's latrail.org. And then also a great way to come find out is you can come to one of our events. You mm-hmm. can mm-hmm. you don't have to participate. You can just come ask us questions. We generally have a map around, and we try to go set up any time we get a chance for different functions, and like to try to promote the projects we're working on, to gain support, and mm-hmm. hopefully mm-hmm. get these things to completion.
Well, what time should they show up, say, like this coming Saturday, to just chat with some people and find out what it's all about? What time are the runs going to be starting?
Well, the first run is going to start at 7:30, mm-hmm. and then the 10K and 5K will start at 8. And so we'll be out there all morning, and generally till about noon. We'll have some – we don't know what our menu is going to be, but we'll be serving either jambalaya or gumbo, something to – thank the runners for coming out and participating. We'll have coffee from Community Coffee. We'll also have beverages. So it'll be a well-run event. And then also we'll have early packet pickups. So if they want to come visit with us, they'll be more than happy to.
All right. So when you say early packet pickup, are these people who've registered beforehand, or can you register that morning?
You can register the morning of the event. And then Thursday and Friday we do packet pickup at Smoothie Factory on Arnold Boulevard. And they can come by there and register in person and then also talk to us about the projects that we're working on.
All right. So it sounds like a great website to bookmark. Do you all have a Facebook page as well?
We do have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. I think at least it'll have contact information there.
Yeah. It's Trails for LA. Okay. Is I believe is our name on Facebook. And if you go to our website, you'll also be able to click over to the Facebook
and
group.
Find that link as well. Again, if you are just tuning in, finding yourself very interested in these projects, my guest is Scott Schilling, one of the founders or the founder of Trail, which does mean Transportation Recreation Alternatives in Louisiana. They're very excited. The ribbon cutting took place at the Acadian Nature Trails last week. And there will be the 10K and the 5K runs on those trails this coming weekend. And then, of course, the Cajun Country Half Marathon that will take place as well on Saturday. The Attakapau Ishak Trail is a big project of theirs. Do you have some other things going on that you'd like people to know about?
Well, we have some other events coming up later on in the year. We have the Karankrow Mardi Gras Run, which we put on a 4-mile run straight down the parade route in Karankrow right before the parade starts. So you have all the people lined up on the side. So this will be our second year doing that.
And it looks like the New York Marathon.
Yeah, except everybody's got beads on. They're dressed up. You know, I think we have maybe one or two people dressed like a runner. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Lundi Gras Barathon the Monday before Mardi Gras. Then we get into April at Festivelo de Lafayette, which is the kickoff bike month. And then we'll have Cycle Zydeco, which takes place at the end of April. And then also in conjunction with Festival International on Sunday, we do a La Randonnée de Festival, which is a bike ride that connects Festival International to Arnaville. And we go to the Etouffee Festival in Arnaville and back. So that'll wrap up our spring season.
Okay, well, it sounds like you'll have something going on almost every month, and with these new trails, it's just going to allow you all to do even more events, some of which help to support the activities and maintaining these trails, and some just for exercise and a whole lot of fun. And I do like the way you promote the four E's, mm-hmm. which are?
Exercise, experience, enjoy, and education.
Education, that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If somebody would be interested in, do you have members of Trail? Do you encourage people to become members, or you just want them to participate and enjoy?
We don't have a membership, but if you're, if you're my friend, then I'll put you on our Facebook, and you're a member. if you smile at me when I'm walking down the road, I will make you a member.
If you walk on the trail, you're a member of Trail.
We just want it. Everything that we're working on takes a community involvement, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. so we just want to have everybody involved and active on the projects that we're working on, and just giving general support. So.
Okay. And I'm sure some people are curious as to why the trail is called the Attakapau Ishak Trail. We sort of roll that off our tongue, but maybe not stop and think about where it came from.
Yeah. Well, it's a after we designed the trail and laid it out as part of the bikeway plan, we were trying to come up with a special name for that one segment. And we decided to honor the Attakapau Ishak tribe, which is a Indian tribe that existed here along the Gulf Coast and still exists. I mean, they are an existing tribe at this point. And so this was a great way to dedicate some recognition to them, because it travels so much along the territory that they lived in, and is still in the means that you can still experience it and how it looked back then too.
Right. Well, thanks so much for all of your effort and allowing us to experience that as well, and not just have to drive by on the highway, zipping by at 70 miles an hour, trying to get a glimpse of a landscape. You're actually giving us the opportunity to get back into that landscape, both walking, boating, and biking, whatever trail we use. I'm sure some people will also, again, want to know how they can get involved in the Cajun Country Half Marathon, the 10K and 5K. You mentioned that you can pick up early packets on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we have early packet pickup, and you can register at Smoothie Factory on Arnold Boulevard. You can also still register online at this time. You can go to our website, latrail.org, or you can also call. My number is 781-9416. That's 781-9416.
And we'll keep that number here as well.
Thank you.
And can you just show up and register as well on Saturday?
Absolutely. Yep. Try to get there early enough so we can get the registration done.
Say 7 o'clock, 7:30?
7 o'clock is perfect. Mm-hmm. We'll open registration day of at 5:30, and 7:30 is going to be when the half marathon starts.
And you're going to have hot coffee there, you said.
We'll have hot coffee, and we will need a lot of hot coffee, but we'll be sure to get everybody warm and well-fed.
Okay, and that's at the Acadiana Nature Park, Nature Station.
Yes, the registration will be by the soccer fields.
Okay, so many acronyms these days, it's hard to... And I had a hard time keeping ANT in my head, but that's Acadiana Nature Trails.
I don't think there's an official name for it, but we call it ANT. You know, so it's easy. I'm going to go run the ANT or run I'm going the to the ANT.
That's
so,
right.
And it's Acadiana Nature Trail, Acadiana Nature Station.
So. All right. Well, those runs and walks, I guess you can walk as well, are this Saturday. And again, it will help to benefit the work of Trail in continuing to maintain these trails, add signage and other amenities to it, and, of course, the many projects that you've been hearing Scott describe. That is the organization Trail website, Facebook page, many ways to find out what they're doing and to become involved. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.